continue with the long presentation of the United States in prophecy. Its destruction. It's very interesting. It's in here, you can see it in verse form, like poetic. That's just the literary aspect of it. All right, let's start up here with verse 33 here in 51. Again, this has been a featured doctrine in Maranatha Church since 1976. That's a long time ago. But nothing's changed as far as the overall doctrine. Details can be dealt with, obviously. And again, this is Day of the Lord stuff. The Day of the Lord, the onset of it, is our exit out of here via the rapture. So we get out the easy way, that wonderful way that God has provided for the bride of Christ, the translation of the saints to meet Jesus Christ in the air, receive our rewards, and move on to the third heaven. And that's featured in the book of Revelation as we witness the celebration and anticipation of the second advent, and we will be in heaven in good shape for the entire seven-year period from the rapture of the church until we come back with Christ. And the verse that says that the meek will inherit the earth will be realized. Not the ruthless, not the powerful, not the elite, not any of these people. It'll be the meek. They will inherit the earth. And so the events of the tribulation are challenging. Get them on a timeline, but you start off real basic. The starting point's the rapture. The end point is the second advent, where Christ defeats the armies that gather against Israel from around the world and defeats them single-handedly at Armageddon. This is the same Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, who will deliver his people and bring down these people. Now remember always in all of this that every individual has a chance to make the salvation adjustment beyond a point. They are given this opportunity. They're given a gospel hearing so they can avoid the worst judgment, which is eternal wrath separated from God in the lake of fire. So everyone will be given this, and there will be those who will step up and grab a hold of the truth and run with it. They just have seven tough years to work their way through for those left behind. But learning the directive will of God, there will be those that will be able to tell people what you need to do, where you need to be, and all the rest of it. Well, thus says the Lord of hosts. Host means armies. He's the Lord of all armies on earth. The God of Israel. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. At the time it is stamped firm, another agricultural analogy. Yet in a little while, the time of harvest will come for her. Nebuchadnezzar, let's refer back, king of Babylon has crushed me, devoured me and crushed me. This is the Jewish destruction of the southern Israel or Judea in the time of Jeremiah. And this was a violent overthrow of God's people who had become so corrupt that God told Jeremiah, don't pray for them anymore. It didn't do any good. They've gone past the point of no return and they are not going to turn around. So Jeremiah had to do something that made him very unpopular. He had to tell these people that the enemy's coming. And the enemy is the Babylonians. And they're going to drag you all that aren't dead off into Babylonian captivity. And you're going to be removed from this land. Your homes, everything. you're out of here. Well, that happened. And for 70 years. So he deals with the fifth cycle, which we call it, over the southern kingdom in these terms, of Nebuchadnezzar consuming food and drink. He has set me down like an empty vessel. Bam! What's the idea here? He just chugs it all down. Bam! Not, you know, little sips. He has swallowed me like a monster. He has filled his stomach with my delicacies. He has washed me away. So that's eating followed by drinking, and boom. And that's an interesting description. Then it shifts back to end times Babylon. But obviously there's an element of comparison between the way that Israel has been treated in the last days by American treachery and foreign policy. It's kind of a two-handed thing. In one of the prophecies, we're called the treacherous one and the destroyer. May the violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, the inhabitant, the citizen of Zion, will say. Again, this goes back to what we already saw. The Jewish element exiting America, the largest population of Jews on earth, I understand, is still in the United States as a result of their historic dispersion through their history, and of course 70 AD, and many Jews due to persecution and other factors have migrated to the United States in our history. Well, their counterparts, after the rapture, the lights are going to go on. They're going to become believers in Jesus as the Messiah. And they're going to be very excited, and they're going to come back to Zion in tears, talking vociferously about what's about to happen to the United States that they left behind. Because they were told to. May my blood be upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, Jerusalem will say. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I'm going to plead your case and exact full vengeance for you. Now here's a metaphor. And I will dry up her sea. That doesn't mean the oceans are going to be without water. That's crazy. That does not mean that. That means commerce. The importing of goods from all around the world. We are the leading importer of stuff from around the world. You see labels all over from wherever. Czech Republic. Whatever. You see the different kinds of goods that are brought in here. I'm going to dry up her sea. I'm going to shut that off. Automobiles from Europe and Japan and Korea. Clothing from all over. And I'll make her fountain dry. That's internal commerce. That's internal commerce over rail, highway, and water. I'm going to dry it all up. The leading economic power in modern times, of course, is the United States. We eventually surpassed Great Britain. Babylon will become a heap of ruins, a haunt of jackals. This is, of course, the animal kingdom, and an object of horror and hissing. A lot of people will take an opportunity to vent because they know they live in these countries, and there are people who can see what these economic policies and other type policies have done to harm them. So hissing without inhabitants, no citizens. Can't find. This is hard to imagine, but if God says in His Word, He'll make it happen. That there will not be any survivors squirreled away somewhere from sea to sea, from border to border. They will not be found. Those who survive the initial attack will die of radiation poisoning. That's in Jeremiah 18. They will roar together like young lions. They will growl like lions, cubs. Now this one is, what's this? This isn't the enemy here. This is dealing with the animal, the lion, and the fact is that they have vociferous appetites. A lion, a grown lion, can eat many pounds of meat, consume it in a single sitting. When they, I beg your patience here, when they become heated up, I'll serve them their banquet. Who are the lions? The lions are the people who are involved directly with Wall Street, the bankers, the economy people. Which would suggest that at the end, there will be a big upshot in the economy. Rather than you think it'd go down. One, you've just lost millions of Americans and whatever they've left behind through the rapture. What do you? I don't know how many, at the rapture, how many millions of Americans will disappear from their homes, their businesses, out of here. 30 million? That'd be a big subtraction on a population of 300 million. I have no way of knowing that. Who could know that but God? But they'll be gone. They'll leave all these empty spots, subdivisions, homes, businesses, you name it, just sitting there. Bank accounts, they're gone. And this was a verse I hung my hat on, so to speak, to say that we will have, again, Christ controls history. And this will tend to make people, things are getting better, they're getting good, everything's good, we made some moves, blah, 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 because we're the big ones about the economy and keeping things going, employment and income and upshot on the deal. So what? So that is how I take this here, because I'm going to serve them a banquet. These young lions, business types. That's what they do. Deal with the stock market, make money, have movies about this stuff, and make them drunk. This banquet, they're going to be intoxicated. That they may become jubilant and may sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake up, declares the Lord. I will bring them down like lambs, these lions. I'll bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams together with male goats. Verse 41. So it deals with different aspects and elements within the civilization. Based on age, based on gender, based on race, all of it. How Shishak has been captured. Shishak. Usually we have Babylon. But if you take the Hebrew letters and their 22 letters of their alphabet, if you take the Hebrew letters for Babylon and count them forward, and you flip that to the end of their alphabet and count backwards, you get Shishak. If that makes any sense to you. Take your name. Put it in there. And then, okay, the first letter of your name is the second letter in the alphabet, B. Okay. You go to Y on the other end and you work it, and that's what it is. Even if it's not easy to pronounce, that's what it is. And the Hebrew alphabet has no vowels. It's all consonants. The vowels were up here. And then later scribes came along and made vowel pointing for the Hebrew. language. If you ever look at it in a Hebrew text. And of course, it all reads from right to left, where we go from left to right when we read. Not fun, huh? Anyway, that's Shishak. It's kind of like a subtle pun on, you got everything backwards. That's how I took it. You've got everything backwards. Look at how all the different things are running in our country with regard to issues is backwards. The issue of sexuality, it's completely turned on its head. It's not just advocated by some people in certain San Francisco or something like it maybe used to be. It is all over the place. So that's backwards. Our monetary system. And the manipulations within it. From the creation of the Federal Reserve System, fiat money. Do you know we're $26 trillion in debt? And now when it used to be they print, you know, millions, then billions. Now when they do a big printing, it's a trillion. You can't even comprehend a trillion. So things are backwards. The way they're not following the laws of divine establishment. God is against a rigged monetary system. It's in one of the prophets about one of the ways they did it back then was they had scales they balanced stuff on. You could rig the scale and rip people off. Some very sophisticated people figured out how we can get governments to be so stupid as to borrow money from us. We don't have to borrow from anybody. We can coin our own coins, our own money, which we did in the beginning, and we turn it over to a private operation, a Federal Reserve Bank. So now, when the government wants money, we borrow it from them. And who do they put the debt on? The back of the American people. Now it's $26 trillion. They used to have a thing in Times Square showing the increase in the thing. They got rid of it. It was too ridiculous. Paper is just paper. It might be nice looking paper. It's just paper. It's supposed to be gold and silver backed, precious metal backed. It was until Nixon took it away. He made an executive order, and I saw a thing on it. Wilson capitulated to this, and we signed off on it in 1913. That's when we also got the federal income tax, taxing people for their labor. And then it's developed into this elaborate, who can figure out all the stuff in one of those in the tax code. Somebody told me it is not even federal law. There is not a federal statute that requires the payment of income tax based on your labor. A couple people have won cases in court. They said, if there's no law, there's no sin. If there's no law, there's no crime. If there was no law against, let's just illustrate, say there was no law against wearing seatbelts. Whether it's wise or not, that's not the point. Then you couldn't fine someone for not wearing a seatbelt if they could go and say, you don't have a law that says I have to do that. Right? Does that make sense? There's a verse in the Bible that says, where there is no law, there is no sin. Now, isn't that a ruse? Why didn't they do it? Because if they'd have done it back then, they would have declared it as involuntary servitude and unconstitutional. So it's a bluff. All of it. I'm not telling you not to pay it. Don't take me wrong on this. I'm just telling you that this is how Babylon is a land of confusion and corruption. Things are backwards. Backwards. So that's Shishak. And the praise of the whole earth has been seized. Oh, how? And the praise of the whole earth has been earth been seized. Okay? What country would be called the praise of the whole earth in our heyday? America. Well, that's going a little sour now. But it was the praise of the whole earth. Mighty America, let's go there. I'm in Israel. Little Israeli boy. Oh, you got Michael Jordan sneakers on, don't you? We've imported our stuff everywhere. I don't know if he knows who Michael Jordan is. See? With all of our celebrities, with all of our stuff, we have the praise of the whole earth. The center of the entertainment community is here. Yes, other people have their stuff they produce, but this is the center, had been the center of it. Hollywood. New York City. All of it. Praise of the whole earth. You could go back to the 50s, the 60s even. And compared to some of these other countries, we come out of World War II, our economy is screaming, crazy going, and everyone's getting a two-car garage and a washer and a dryer. And these were all featured ads. This is great. Nice little home in suburbia. For your grandparents and all the rest of it. My parents. The sea has come up over Babylon. The sea again is used for the nations as a symbol. She has been engulfed with its tumultuous waves. Her cities have become an object of horror. Not an object of praise. Oh, and a governor of New York. Oh my God. It's like Marxists. It's, you know, in New York City, over there, before all this COVID and all this craziness going on, that place was just so vibrant. Everything's, I mean, I'm not saying there's a lot of evil there, but I mean, this was a lot of this activity. Her cities have become an object of horror, a parched land and a desert, a land in which no man lives, and through which no son of man passes. Hey, let's get together. The nuclear thing's all settled. Let's pass through the United States and go visit some of those sites. Or my hometown, or whatever. You can't go there. It is a great big nature park that's not tended to. No humans are allowed. This reminds me of when Adam and Eve were expelled from the Garden of Eden. They weren't asked to leave politely by the Lord. A force pushed them out of there. And that little piece of ground was guarded during the pre-flood era by angels with flaming swords. Why would they have to guard it? God didn't want anybody getting in there and eating of the fruit of the tree of lives. That was the real fountain of youth. If you could eat that fruit, you could reverse the aging gene. If you had a piece of that fruit today, you wouldn't have to eat a bushel basket full of it. All you'd have to do is eat one item, and you'd get your aging gene reversed. Boom. He wouldn't let them back in there, because eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that'd be redundant. You've already got the negative from that. But if somebody eaten from that tree, they would have negated their aging gene, but they'd still have an STA. And if you want to look at our doctrine of the eternal state, go over it. Because the people coming from this earth onto the new earth too, who survive or survivors in their natural bodies of the thousand year reign of Christ, believers, before they can enter the city, the new Jerusalem that comes down from heaven, before they can enter it, they have to do one thing. They have to drink a tea, T-E-A, made from the leaves of the trees that run the boulevard going into the city. These trees all bear a different fruit 12 months a year. We could illustrate apples, peaches, pears, whatever. But the leaves are the elixir that overrules the STA and eliminates it. Then, to eliminate, because that's not a moral issue, to eliminate the death gene, all they got to do is eat of the fruit. I know it sounds crazy, doesn't it? I do not make this up. And nobody that comes with a sin nature over from that side over to this side can go into the city until they've drank. The leaves, read it in Revelation. The leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. What? Healing of the nations. We all have a disease. It's called the STA. Sin nature. So we're going to reverse what happened with Adam and Eve back in the garden, but on a bigger scale. A believer in a resurrection body wouldn't have to drink the tea. They don't have one. But the people that live in the millennium, believers, they will have a sin nature. They won't have maybe as many enticements as we do, but they'll have a sin nature. See the stuff we've figured out? By God's grace, hang in there with it. Hang in there with it. Okay, onward. Her cities have become an object of horror. A parched land in a desert. A land in which no man lives and through which no man, son of man, passes. I will punish Bel in Babylon. That was the chief god of Babylon. What's that correspond to in the United States? I don't know exactly. And I will make what he has swallowed come out of his mouth. In other words, all that stuff you believed, you're going to regurgitate it, in a sense. And the nations will no longer stream to him. Bel and Babylon. Bel is a male god. They'll no longer stream to you. The crazies in the Democratic Party want to completely open up the border so people can come across here just any way they want to. Well, kiss your nation goodbye. You can't have a nation if you have open borders and people can just run in there. And it's insane. They're doing that in Europe in certain places. Out of Africa, out of places coming in there. And in Paris and all this stuff. But the elite have encouraged this. They want to overthrow civilizations. You want to wreck a nation? That's one way to do it. Have uninhibited immigration. The nations will no longer stream to him. Even the wall of Babylon has fallen down. That is the neutralization of our nuclear forces at this time. We were discussing it briefly afterwards, a break, and said they probably will find our codes. They will probably hack into this and absolutely cut the legs out from ours because we trust in technology. And our technology will betray us through moles or whatever it is that messes it up. And all the codes and everything will be as useless as they can be. So why is there a retaliation? You would think there'd be at least some retaliation. Well, we have subs hidden out there. Well, they're no good if their whole system is shut down. They thought they were safe in the ancient city of Babylon while they were partying in the palace. Come forth from her midst, my people, and each of you save yourselves from the fierce anger of Yahweh. You don't want to be put in the line of fire. Get the blank out of the United States. Find somewhere to go. Venezuela, I don't care. Find somewhere. If you've got to walk all the way through Mexico and all the way down, get there. Of course, if you're a believer and you have any doctrine, you can pray and ask God to help you, like we have to with any of our tests that we're under. Now, so that your heart does not grow faint, and you're not afraid of the report that will be heard in the land. For the report will come 1 year. The report of what? Of a nuclear war, I presume. And after that, another report in another year. That's 2 years, right? So two reports. You have to live then to see this. That's impossible to feel as a... But some kind of a report of impending destruction. So that eats up 2 years of the trib, the first two. As I've said before, the destruction of America will occur sometime, I believe, early in the third year. That would be 2024. And violence will be in the land, with ruler against ruler. Therefore, days are coming when I will punish the idols of Babylon. What are our idols? When I wrap this up here for now. What are the idols in Babylon? Material stuff, entertainment, sports, mania. Goes on and on. I will punish these things. In other words, by bringing them to an end. There's different types of idols. There's the traditional ones, statue of Mary, or whatever, and these untraditional ones. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity. May this information be a part of our spiritual frame of reference with regard to our place and time in your plan. In Jesus' name, amen.